Hi there. The word for today is on Jabez. We've been talking about him for the last few days, 1 Chronicles 4 verse 10. So God granted Jabez what he requested. Now when Jabez prayed, "Enlarge my territory," he was actually saying, "Lord, I want more than I've got, and so I'm asking you for it." This man had great ambitions, and you know what? God blessed them. Look, there are 3 common misconceptions that keep us from having great ambitions as Christians. Number 1, we confuse fear with humility. We say, "Oh, I could never do that," and think we're being humble. Mm-mm. That's not humility, that's fear, that's lack of faith. A truly humble person would say, "With God's help, I can do it. With God's blessing, I will do it. I may not be able to do it on my own, but with God's help, I can." That is real humility. Second thing we say is we tend to confuse laziness with contentment. And we even quote Paul, "I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." Hey, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't set goals. Paul wasn't saying, "I don't have any ambitions or future plans." In fact, if you read the life of Paul, you'll discover he was always stretching, always reaching, always moving toward a goal. Philippians 3:13, he speaks of reaching forth to those things which are before. Listen, if you don't have a dream or a goal today, go to God and ask Him for what I promise you, He'll give it to you. And number 3, we confuse small thinking with spirituality. Some people say, "I serve God in my own little way." Well, that's nice, but why don't you start serving Him in a bigger way? Why not let Him use you more? Other people say, "Well, I'm just fine the way I am. That's the way God made me." It's wrong to blame God for your lack of growth, because He has provided you with all the tools and ideas you need in order to grow. So here's the bottom line. Think big, or you'll get in God's way. And that's the word for you today.